Welcome to the Elite Nurse Health Coach Podcast. I am your host and fellow registered nurse, Heather College. This is the only podcast that teaches nurses social media strategy, online marketing, and how to get high-paying clients. Good afternoon. I am excited to come live and teach you exactly what to do each day in your coaching business to get more clients and make more money. So I'm going to be going through the daily business activity tracker that we share with our students inside of our Elite Nurse to Coach Academy. So you're getting gold today. We are sharing something that we only share with our students. I'm going to be teaching you exactly what to do every single day in your business to grow your income, get more clients, and have more success in your coaching business. If you don't know me, I'm Heather. I have been in online business now for 9 years. Online coaching allowed me to leave nursing 7 years ago. I was an ICU nurse for 8 years, and now I help other nurses start and grow online coaching businesses for more freedom. At this point, we've helped hundreds of nurses start and grow their coaching businesses for more fulfillment, freedom, passion inside of our Elite Nurse to Coach Academy. So today, I am going to teach you what specific things to work on in your coaching business to move it forward, to get more clients, and to make more money. So number one thing that is super important is to make sure that you have a morning routine. You are reading your vision. You have affirmations, I am statements that you are reading every single day and updating all the time. So that is number one. So always making sure that you don't look at your phone first thing you wake up. When you wake up, you need to really fill your mind with positivity first before you start working and before you look at your phone. So make sure that you have written out a vision for your life, what you want to accomplish, what your dreams are in present tense, as if they are here now. Read that to yourself. Read it out loud if you want. Read your affirmations. You can even do mirror work where you look in the mirror and say affirmations to yourself. I am strong. I am powerful. I'm an amazing coach. Whatever it is that maybe you're struggling with, flip it around and turn it into an affirmation. Read your goals. Write down your goals at the beginning of each month and read those every single morning. Personal development is huge. Make sure that you are reading or listening to at least 20 minutes of personal development every single day. This is what's going to allow you to stay energized and confident and just moving forward, even in during tough times and trials. So super important to remember to continue this vision work, affirmations, goals, personal development on a daily basis. So number two is going to be, you'll want to have a free community on Facebook. The reason why is because it'll boost your visibility. It's also like a holding area for ideal clients. You know who's most interested in hiring you if they want to join your free group and get more value. You're able to warm them up, nurture them. They're more likely to say yes when they've seen more content from you, when they've read more of your posts and watched more of your videos. And so it really increases your visibility as they get notified every time you post inside of your group. So it's really important to make sure that you're inviting people to this free community on a daily basis. Always be having private conversations with people, inviting them to your free community, and then also growing your audience. So adding friends on a daily basis, adding followers on Instagram, and make sure that you're posting every day with quality content. Tell stories. If you don't know, facts tell, stories sell. So if you really want to sell, then tell stories. Tell stories about who you used to be compared to who you are today, where you're going, things that you've learned, how you've been able to overcome struggles. Talk about things that you love, that you're passionate about, that you want to share with the world. Think, how can I help someone today? How can I teach them something that will help them in their life today? And share that in your social media posts. Show up as an expert. Use photos that make you look like a professional, like a high-ticket coach. So make sure you have nice photos and you're sharing pictures of you. And you're also going live and doing videos of you so people can see how you move, how you talk, what your personality is like, to really grow that know, like, and trust, especially if you're doing like one-on-one, even group coaching. People need to know what you're like, who you are, so that they can trust you in order to pay you high-ticket prices. They need to know who you are. And they need to like you. So really important to show up on a consistent basis. The next is Instagram, Facebook stories. These are so powerful because you can see who's watching you, talking to the camera, sharing value. And then other daily activities would include, you know, responding to private messages in your social media inboxes, responding to comments that people are leaving on your posts, messaging people who like and comment on your posts, who watch your stories. Really important to keep track of people who are the most interested. So have a focus list or a list where you're keeping track of the people most interested in hiring you as a coach so that you're able to continually follow up with them and build relationships with them. Really important to be posting in your free community. You can even schedule posts into there. And then once you have launched your business, really important to start setting up consult calls. So if you're not signing as many clients as you want, it's because you're not talking to enough people. You're not having enough conversations. So invite more people to sales calls. That is how you're going to get more clients. So I hope that that was helpful. Let me know in the comments below if you'd like a copy of this. So we're giving this away as a freebie this week. We have this all written out. Go ahead and type the word tracker if you would love a copy of our business activity tracker so you know exactly what to work on in your coaching business on a daily basis. So go ahead and comment the word tracker, or you can come to my inbox on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn with the word tracker, and we will send that over. So I want to talk about what is your biggest fear when it comes to starting your coaching business. So if you are a nurse and you've been thinking about starting your coaching business for a long time, and or you have a business that's just not doing that great, you want more clients, you want to grow your income, so you really need some help with the business side of things. Let me tell you that nurses tell us all the time that there's this fear of the unknown. They don't know if it will work. But I'll tell you, like, I had zero clue whether my coaching business would work. It was terrifying when I first started. I had no idea if starting my own business, if it would actually work, if people would actually enroll. And so it was super scary. But the thing is we can't see the future, right? That's part of life. And so I'm so grateful that I went for it, or I'd be living every single day in regret, wondering what if. And for me, like, I was not okay with living in regret the rest of my life. I could either take that scary action in fear and do it anyway, or live with regret for the rest of my life. Honestly, life is always going to be busy. You know, I started my business while working in the ICU with a three-year-old. And I will say all of our students in the academy are working full-time, overtime. They have kids, babies. They're in school. We have several in DNP programs. And so the academy can absolutely be done at the same time. It's normal to be busy. It's normal to, you know, have a family and to have kids and be working a lot when you're starting your business. That's how the majority of entrepreneurs start their businesses, when they're super busy. So what matters is what we do with the short amount of time that we actually have. I didn't understand how short life really is until I lost my dad unexpectedly in September of 2019. That was the moment when I knew that I had to stop waiting to start my business. So nurses tell me also they don't have the money. But guess what? You're going to continue never having the money unless you do something about it. So I know how you feel. Like, my husband and I were living paycheck to paycheck for years. 16 years, we never bought anything that we didn't need or absolutely have to have. For 16 years, we were living paycheck to paycheck. We were both working as first responders, working rotating shifts, holidays, nights, weekends. We never went on vacation. We didn't have much money in savings. So I want you to understand that it's super important, if you want to learn how to make more money, that you're going to have to invest some of your money to be able to grow your knowledge, to be able to get the education, to learn how to grow your income and have another income stream. I personally could not afford the high ticket coaches that I hired, but I'm so grateful that I did, because I would not have a multiple seven figure business today if I had not. If I just kept telling myself, oh, I can't afford it, can't afford it, never hired a mentor, never hired someone to help me, I would not be here today. And the Elite Nurse to Coach Academy would not exist. So stop telling yourself that you can't afford it, because I promise that you can. Nurses tell me that they're afraid of failing, but guess what? The number one best way to succeed is to fail. And that is because we learn the most from our mistakes. That is how we're able to change things and make things better and make improvements and do things better the next time. And it's normal to fail. It's normal to fail and make mistakes over and over again. And that's okay as an entrepreneur. I know as a nurse, like, everything has to be precise and perfect and by the book and, you know, research-based evidence. But within the world of entrepreneurship, it's not like that. You have to take messy action. You have to take imperfect action, and you have to fail. You have to fall. You have to make mistakes along the way. That's the best way to learn. And that's what I have done. That's how I've been able to get to where we're at today, because of all the mistakes I made, because of all the failures that I had, because of all the things that didn't work. all the things that all like all the ridiculous mistakes that I made along the way. We would not be here today without all of those things. So I want you to know that like my fear of staying in the same place for the rest of my life was was far bigger than my fear of failure. So to me, the thought of like not even trying and just staying stuck in that place, living paycheck to paycheck, working nights, holidays, weekends, never seeing my family, never going on vacation, the fear of living like that for the next 20 years was far greater than my fear of starting and failing, because I knew that I had to just give it my all, even if I failed, even if it didn't work. I knew that I would regret it for the rest of my life. So nurses tell me also that they don't think enough. Or they don't know enough, sorry. Or they need a certification to be qualified to coach and help people. And that is BS. That's simply not true. Online coaching is unregulated. You do not need a certification and you do not need anything. Like, you've already coached thousands of people as a healthcare professional. You already know how to communicate with people. And that's what coaching is. It's communication. It is building relationships. It is being an accountability partner for someone, helping them move towards their vision and goals. You do not have to be an expert. So you've also, been coaching thousands of people throughout your life as a nurse, as a mom, as a friend, as a sister. I'm all for education and personal development, but nutrition course, certification courses, they're not going to teach you sales and marketing or how to start a business. That is what is different between those programs versus our Elite Nurse to Coach Academy. Our academy is business training. This is how to start your business from the ground up. This is how to sell, how to market, how to get clients. You will not learn that in certification programs, okay? Nurse coaching programs will not teach you how to sell, how to market, how to get clients, how to build a business, okay? So stop holding yourself back with limiting beliefs. You're so much greater than you even realize. You have so much more potential than you know. And anything and everything is possible for you. So I want you to know to your very core and believe to your very core that anything and everything is possible for you. I also want to talk about the type of clients that we have worked with that have grown to 10K, 40K months and beyond. Let me tell you what they all have in common. This is going to give you some clues, right? Success leaves clues. Success leaves clues. So after 9 years in online business and coaching hundreds of nurses, I've learned that our most successful clients that have grown from zero to $10,000 to $40,000 cash months and beyond have these things in common. So I want you to listen to these and see and tell yourself, honestly, are you doing these things? So number one, they did not have to be convinced to join the academy. They told their partner rather than asking for permission. They did not have to be convinced to join. They reached out to us, told us like, how do I join? I want to be in the academy. They sent me a message with the word academy and they were in. So they made decisions quickly. They said yes on the discovery call, on the call with our strategist. They're like, yes, I'm all in. They didn't have to sit and think about it. They didn't have to ask anyone else about it, even though they were scared, even though they were so scared, but so excited at the same time. They didn't have to ask anyone else. They also had belief and confidence in themselves and didn't obsess about the money to join. They felt peace and trust with it. They were willing to get uncomfortable to grow. This is what all of our most successful clients have had in common. They believed in themselves. They had confidence. They felt peace and trust with the process, with the investment, with starting and being okay with being uncomfortable. They were all in their commitment. They had faith. They kept going. They didn't ask a million questions like, how many calls are there going to be? Will they be around my schedule? What time of day are the calls? What do they cover? What do you cover in the academy? They just knew that this was the answer that they have been searching for. They knew that this is what would put all of the pieces together, the puzzle that they've been wanting to put together for years. And they were self-led and took radical responsibility for themselves and their results. So once they were in the academy, they didn't blame anyone else for anything that went wrong. They didn't complain. They took massive radical responsibility for their results and understood that they alone were responsible for their results in how they showed up in the program and what they implemented and what they did each day in their business. They were 100% responsible for their own results. They were self-led. They asked questions, stayed positive, had patience with their progress, implemented everything, attended the coaching calls live, and completed all of their homework. So these are the things that our most successful clients have in common. You know, they're showing up, they're implementing, they're doing their homework. They have faith, they have trust, they believe. And so if you truly want to be as successful as possible with your coaching business, ask yourself, am I doing all of these things? So take an honest look at yourself and your coaching business. Are you doing all of these things? So if you're interested in more info on our academy, we have one spot left and we are starting our next cohort next week. So go ahead and comment the word academy below. You can also even, I'll put the link after that you can click on and book a chat with our strategist. We only have one space left. We start next week. So we're so excited to help you get started to grow to six figures and beyond from home, from your phone, and be your own boss. Create your own schedule. Have total flexibility and freedom to finally create the business of your dreams, to finally be able to help people have lasting, real transformation, and to be able to finally step into a level of purpose and fulfillment that you've never experienced as a nurse. So we're so excited to hear from you. Go ahead and comment the word academy. Come to my inbox on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn with the word academy. And we are thrilled to hear from you. Take care.